What up, Dick Riders? This is episode number Nintendo 64 of this here podcast. It's Jackie, a 27-year-old guy living in not-so-central Maryland, talking about stuff that I feel like talking about. I haven't been doing many audio boosts recently because I don't need to fucking explain myself to you. That's why. No, stuff's been happening in my life, but it's really kind of stuff I don't really care to talk about, because one, it's not going to translate to anything interesting. Not that anything I talk about on here is interesting, but it's also stuff that, it has nothing to do with you. I normally like to just talk about social commentary and video games on here, not so much my life anymore, because, fuck you, that's why. Though I did, you know, it came to mind when I was saying the episode number, Nintendo. The 3DS, I think that comes out this month. I don't know if it's been backed up, but I heard that it might be backed up, but I don't know because I haven't really kept tabs on the 3DS. Why would it be backed up? It's because apparently, if you don't know what the R4 is or the Nintendo DS is, basically the R4 is a... it's a way so you can play backup / bootleg Nintendo DS games on your DS, or now the 3DS. It took only 24 hours for the hackers to figure out how to do that, and Nintendo has expressed interest in backing the release date up so that they can patch the hardware, or I guess it's not patching them, fixing the hardware so that it's harder to hack, which is kind of dumb because hackers, A, always find a way, and B, hackers, especially for Nintendo handhelds, have always found a way to get around their shit. Nintendo has expressed interest, and I say this because they have. They've backed up the release date for Europe, and it could very well happen in America, too. I don't know. I haven't really kept up on the actual release date. Why? Because I don't give a fuck about the Nintendo 3DS. Not to knock on it, but it's just another Game Boy, you know. I think 3D is bullshit. I think 3D is just a stupid technology that doesn't need to be made. In fact, that the whole fucking movie industry has spent so much money on 3D on 3D technology without making it actually 3D. You know, you still have to put on fucking glasses. It's just a waste. You know, if you're gonna do it, if you want to fulfill real 3D. Put it in test markets. Don't do this fucking glasses bullshit. Do the real thing. I just think it's a waste of time. I think it's a waste of money. Don't do it. Don't waste my money. Don't waste my time. Whatever. The 3DS, not interesting to me. The video games on there, fine. You know, Nintendo's always brings quality video games. But what I feel about Nintendo, and I felt this, I don't know, since probably the GameCube, really. Stop making video game systems, Nintendo. Your systems suck. You know, I love Nintendo, and this is why I say this. Your systems suck. I know they're all listening, all the Shigeru Miyamoto's and the Reggie Filzamis. I don't know how to pronounce the fucking name. I know they're all listening to this fucking terrible this audio boo. So listen up, bitches. Stop making systems. Now, I understand, of course, there's no reason for them to stop making systems. They sell better than anything in the fucking world. Their video game systems print money. They have their own fucking currency. They're that good. You know, the Wii is the biggest selling system in, like, fucking forever. And the Game Boy, the DSs, are just... they sell gangbusters. So they have no reason not to, you know, financially speaking. But who cares? You know, they make great video games. And first-party Nintendo video games are pretty much, like, 90% of the time amazing. There are very few that I can think of that are just plain shit, except for, like, you know, like maybe Wii Play, which, by the way, has a fantastic tank game on there. It's a lot like Combat for the Atari, which was not a good game, which goes back to the whole retro thing I was talking about last week. Not necessarily a good game, but the tank game on Wii Play is pretty awesome. Wii Resorts, also not very good, but Nintendo first-party games, fantastic. For the most part, Sega went the right way. They said, fuck it, you know what, our systems are terrible. After they made the Sega CD, they realized it was shit. Sega Saturn, while had amazing library, well, pretty good library, not a good system. 3DX, 32X, fucking joke of a quote-unquote system. Nintendo should just do that. If you know, if their shit wasn't making so much money, that's what they should totally do, because their games are great. Just make profit, you know. Don't stop putting out this shitty, I like the term shovelware, that's what a lot of people are calling it, all the shovelware that they're putting out on their fucking DS, having third parties create fucking Bratz games and, you know, My First Baby, My First Kitchen, My First fucking Model Runway, all this other, you know, childish bullshit. And you know what, yeah, Nintendo is you know, for kids. It is, okay? I don't care if you're a fucking Nintendo fan or whatever. I'm a fan of Nintendo, too. But they cater to children. And all their hard, quote-unquote, hardcore, which I hate that term, hardcore games are, don't sell. They don't sell. No More Heroes. No More Heroes 2. Mad World. Huge hardcore games didn't sell. Though, to be fair, No More Heroes was, while hardcore, very niche. Still good. I'd never played through it. Red Steel did not sell very well. Also not very good, but worth a play, I guess. Nintendo needs to knock it off, but Sega, you know, they were smart enough to stop with the consoles and just do, software. Too bad their software isn't very good, you know, all their Sonic games are pretty much shit, after Sonic Adventure. I still like Sonic Adventure, but, pretty much everything Sonic after that was just fucking bullshit, and this isn't anything new that I'm saying, but... What Sega does, that a lot of people who, you know, don't follow video games, I guess, that you don't know about Sega, is they don't make video games or money on just video games. They make slot machines and pachinko machines and other novelty games out in Japan, but not necessarily video games. So they're making money either way. But yeah, Sammy and. That's Sega and I think Sammy teamed up. Sammy, who originally made the original Guilty Gear, which, you know, some people like. It's not my cup of tea. I'm not a big Guilty Gear fan. I'm not saying it's not good. I just don't like it, which is weird considering I like 2D fighters and I think 3D fighters are bullshit. Which, by the way, Marvel's Capcom 3, getting better the more I play it. But, yeah, I don't know. It's not like... It's not... It doesn't have the magic that Marvel's Capcom 2 had. In my opinion, but still good. You know, it's worth the 60. If you are a,
I don't know if you can hear me.
That was a cop. I've never seen a cop at that. It's not even speed trap. It's just at a stop sign. He's just hanging out there. I've never seen a cop there. And we have the hands-free shit going on in Maryland where we can't have our cell phones up. So I had to put you down there. Marvel's Capcom 3, a lot of fun, didn't have the magic of Marvel's Capcom 2, a lot of fun, just, you know, if you're a fighting game player or 2D fighter person, there's no question, you gotta get it. It's way simpler than any other fighting game that I've played in a long time. They also have a simple mode where it maps a special move to the heavy attack. Instead of having the light, medium, heavy kick and light, medium, heavy punch, you now have only three buttons. It's just like Capcom versus Tatsunoko, if you know anything about that game, which is only on the Wii, which is fucking retarded. Who buys fucking fighting game on the Wii? That's a hardcore game, and it's on the Wii. Didn't sell well in America. I would have bought it if it was on any other system. Hands down. I played it in Japan. It's awesome. They minimized it so that it's only four buttons. Light, medium, and heavy, but... The light is either punch or kick, depending on the stance you're in. Standing, jumping, crouching, whatever. Which, okay, makes it more accessible for everybody else. But I think it simplifies it way too much. So there's a simple mode that maps a special move, like a fireball or a dragon punch, right to the heavy punch immediately. Then the special, the exchange button, which is a stupid name for the button, they should just call it the special button, is a super move. Just immediately, one button press, done, boom. That's great, you know, it adds accessibility for people who have never played fighting games before, but it's way too easy, which makes the game way too cheap. Still, I say don't pass it up if you're a fighting game player. Don't pass it up. So I was going to talk about Nintendo. I have no care for the 3DS, except for the whole thing where you can, you know, if you're near somebody who has a video game, like, say, Street Fighter 4 3DS or whatever it's called, the 3D Street Fighter, which is interesting on handheld, if you're near somebody who has theirs in, like, sleep mode, their 3DS, and they play that game too, then it will say, hey, you know, this guy wants to challenge you, and it'll automatically throw you into a game, and you can decline or accept, depending on how far away you are from the guy. I imagine you can't be more than a block away from the person, honestly. But here's the problem with that. Here's a big problem with that. We're not in Japan, okay? Firstly, where everybody has a DS. Everybody. Adult, children. I know, you might think I'm making a broad statement, but go to Japan. Go to Tokyo. Everybody has a Nintendo DS or a PSP. Everybody. You know, here's the problem. We're not Tokyo. We don't all live in New York City. We don't all live in, you know, Boston. We don't all live in Washington, D.C. And, you know, what's the similarity between all these cities I've mentioned? Walking cities. Even in Baltimore, not really that big of a walking city. You know, you're not gonna pass anybody on the street with a DS because you're never gonna be walking. I lived in the suburbs before I moved out to not so central Maryland, and even in those suburbs, nobody walked. You know, I've been in Baltimore plenty of times. I mean, you know, I'm not far from Baltimore. I've lived here for pretty much half my life, if not more. And nobody walks. Nobody walks. So, you know, unless you're on like a college campus, okay, fine. But you know, the DS is for children. It is. You know, and for the adults who have it, hey, if you live in one of those walking cities, fantastic. Well, also at the same time, good luck finding another adult who has a 3DS. Good luck. You know, I'm not dogging the technology. I think it's fantastic. I just think that the whole concept of that in America just doesn't work. So while you have this great function, that it's fantastic. It's a great fucking function. You know, it's great that they have it, but it's going to be a worthless function that you will never use because you can't, because nobody has a 3DS within walking distance of you. That's just how it is. If you have a 3DS and you find somebody who you can randomly meet up with like that, fucking tell me. You know, tell me that I'm wrong and I'll tell you you're the fucking exception to the rule. It just doesn't work in America. Tokyo, fine. Perfect in Tokyo, in fact. But not so much here. I don't have anything else to talk about. Oh, you know, it's fucking 13 minutes. If you guys aren't listening to fucking Three Guys Walking to a Bar, I want you to fucking get on your knees and suck a dick, because you should. www.threeguys.info, the word three. We're putting on live stream this Friday. It's me and two of my friends. We put on a raucous, braggadocious, that's not the adjective I want, brash, we put on a podcast, every now and then, and it's very dark humor. If you don't like dark humor, you can go fuck yourself because it's not for you. But if you get it, you get it. This Friday at 9 Eastern, we will have a live stream. Tune in, jump in, you know, like fucking listen. If you don't like it, fine, tune the fuck out. I don't give a fuck, but give it a try. www.threeguys.info. Also follow me at twitter.com/TokyoBeyond. I will post all the information on the live stream and all that crap. Get all that information. Put it in your pants, tell your hot cousins, all that good shit. I'll talk to you guys later. Until then, I don't know, fuck you.